going to college. It's really expensive. I'm having a baby. They're really expensive. I sell books, though. They're really good. You should also subscribe.
Saying DNA isn't proof of evolution, I'm sorry to tell you.
No, it is.
It's proof of a designer, a common
No, it
designer,
isn't proof
not,
of a designer, because nobody knows what a designer does.
You have zero observable evidence. Why can't you tell me any observable evidence?
Oh, of, sure. Of something All life something on the else? Planet shares genes there.
Why can't we see evolution on the molecular scale? Why can't we see...
You can. It's been observed countless times.
Like what? Give me an example.
Sure. Antibiotic resistance in bacteria. We know of de novo genes. Genes that have arisen from non-coding regions of DNA.
And what did those bacteria become?
They evolved on the molecular level. You demanded evolution on the molecular level. Any changes in the DNA sequence is evolution on the molecular level.
So they changed it to more bacteria. Got it. Okay. So just like dogs can change.
You know that
dogs,
bacteria are more dogs, diverse right? than humans and plants are? You
great,
realize that
great
they're
fact.
What's that?
I said that's a great fact. I don't
yeah,
see
okay.
how that makes
and you
a
can
point.
Perform a bacterial transformation, which is the equivalent of turning a human into a kind of plant. So there you go.
So you have zero evidence and you're
I literally just told you that we have bacterial transformations.
And the bacteria stayed bacteria, right?
Yeah, so this is what you're failing to understand.
Okay, exactly.
Saying a bacteria remained a bacteria is like if I gave you an example of a pig turning into a dolphin, would that satisfy your what you think evolution needs to do?
Yeah, I mean, we just need to see. I'm just asking for a body.
So, if a pig turned into a dolphin, pig turned into a dolphin, it's still an animal. So, that's not evolution. Do you see how stupid that argument is?
That's not my argument at all.
Yes, it is your argument. Because when you say the bacteria remains a bacteria it's impossible to straw man an idiot. Nothing that an idiot says can ever be called a straw man, because the only thing you can do with idiotic claims is correct them. So it's not a straw man. Yes, because I'm explaining. I'm explaining something and you keep talking. You're being a bad boy. So bacteria are more diverse than animals. So when you perform a bacterial transformation, it is actually more radical than a pig turning into a dolphin, because pigs and dolphins are both mammals. So a bacterial transformation is the equivalent of the idiotic Pokemon style evolution that you think would need to be demonstrated in order for it to be true. So even though you came up with the actual It's a straw man and a goalpost shift. Even though you're the one that came up with it, I can still provide you one, and still you cry.
Bacteria turning into bacteria, that's the best you have.
An animal turning into an animal, that's the best you can offer for your hypothetical proof.
If you can show me a body plan change, I'll convert right now. You got me, but you can't do it.
It happens over long periods of time. Even an idiot would understand that.
Going to a vertebrate. Show me, you're telling me that
you're describing Pokemon. Evolution does not work like Pokemon. You're going to have to ask a different question.
You're telling me that after millions and millions of generations of bacteria, it's still bacteria. That's the best you have.
Yeah, that's like saying, again, what you're saying is identical to denying the evidence that you're demanding that you see in animals. So you can't levy that criticism. You have to come up with something else.
You believe in Santa Claus too? I mean, how far does this go? I think you do. I mean, you obviously believe.
When I was a kid, I believed in Santa Claus. And then I did what you never did. I grew up.
You think a frog can become a prince?
No.
I think you do, given enough time. Yeah, absolutely.
That would still be an animal. A frog is an animal. A prince is an animal. So that wouldn't even be evolution. It's still an animal.
I don't want to waste my time. Is that the best evidence you have, though? The bacteria turning to bacteria for something you're saying is a fact?
All life on the planet shares genes. That's proof of evolution.
That's proof of a common designer.
Give me an example of a God creating something that I can compare to so that we can actually know that this is proof.
Well, where do you think we came from?
The Earth. So you can't give even one example. Okay.
So, I mean, you believe everything came from nothing.
No, I don't. That's unironically what you believe in.
That's what you believe. You believe literally everything came from nothing. What did God create the universe out of? God spoke it into existence.
What did it come from?
Yeah, it came from nothing. Yeah.
Okay, so you believe in nothing.
We both believe the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have a creator. You don't. So that's why you don't. You're irrational. You think everything came from nothing.
You have stories passed down by illiterate flat earthers and then written down by hacks that spoke different languages and translated and corrupted countless times. That's what you have. You believe in literal magic.
Where did the whole universe, everything come from? I mean, did it?
The universe doesn't come from anything. The universe just exists.
You have zero evidence for that.
Open your fucking eyes. What you're looking at is the universe.
Even if it did.
I actually know that the universe exists. I could show it to you. Give me evidence that your God exists.
I just told you, I don't believe everything can come from nothing without a God. You believe it can happen without a God, which is irrational.
You have no evidence that anything came from nothing.
Everything that we see that had a beginning had a cause, correct? Or do you know something that has a beginning with no cause?
Yeah, the universe. Tell me what way you can transform zero into a quantity other than zero.
Why do you keep muting me? Are you afraid of the argument?
Do you know how to transform zero into something other than zero?
Are you going to have a real argument here?
I don't think it's possible with you.
Well, I'm asking you very simple questions. I don't think you can answer them. The expansion had a beginning, so what caused the expansion? That's my question.
Quantum fluctuations.
And how did that come about?
They're self-caused.
So you believe nothing created everything. That's exactly
what I just said. A quantum fluctuation,
dipshit.
You literally
believe nothing was the creating cause. You're getting upset because you're losing this debate.
That's interesting.
So far, you haven't been able to prove anything other than bacteria turns into bacteria. You believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Nope.
And you believe everything came from nothing.
No, that's what you believe. What's God made out of?
You literally believe the creating...
What's God made out of?
God is uncreated. That's why he's God.
I didn't ask what created him. I asked what he's made of.
He's a spiritual being.
What is the composition of a spirit?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay, so you don't know anything. So you don't have an alternative idea. Okay.
Yeah, I know what the Bible...
Yeah, so you agree that you have no idea. You have zero evidence. And you never can have any evidence. I'm glad that we agree.
I have plenty of evidence.
No, you have none. Because you don't even know if the thing you believe in exists, and you don't know anything about the thing you believe in.
But you think everything came from nothing, which is stupid.
I don't believe that, but you do believe that.
Yes, you do. You do believe that.
So just to be clear, I don't care what you tell me I believe, because you're wrong. But what you did say is that it's stupid to believe that that something came from nothing. That is what you believe. So you have a stupid belief.
I believe God created. You believe nothing created.
So no, you believe it was created from nothing.
God created it from nothing. That's
from
difference.
Nothing.
You nothing.
So you have
created
a stupid belief.
You believe nothing created it. That's even stupider.
Do you think that people that believe in magic believe in something stupid?
I think if you believe in Santa Claus, I think that's silly. I think that's what you're doing here with this.
I asked you about magic. Do you think that people that believe in magic believe in something that is stupid?
I think you believe in magic, and yeah, it is dumb.
Well, I know that you believe in magic.
Because
so
you have to have a magician to have magic.
You have two stupid beliefs. One, the universe was created from nothing. And then you try to get around that with God, but that's going to necessitate you believing in magic, because that's how God turned the nothingness into the somethingness, is through magic. So both of your beliefs are stupid.
I don't think you can have magic without a magician. You believe you can have magic without a magician.
I don't believe in magic, full stop, but you do.
You absolutely do. I mean, that's, how do you think we got life from non-life? How do you think we got
chemistry?
Chemistry, zero evidence for that. What's your evidence for?
Literally the only thing that life does that makes life work is chemistry.
Okay, so how did it happen? What's your evidence? Give me observable evidence, scientific.
Sure, study biology. Everything is reducible to chemistry.
You don't know.
I just told you chemistry. How did God make the universe?
We have never observed.
How did God make the universe?
We have never observed.
How did God make the universe?
I have never observed. You don't want to know.
Yes, I do want to know how God made the universe.
I just told you, he spoke it into existence. That's
what does that mean? Sounds like you're just saying chemistry. We have no evidence. We have no evidence of speaking.
You don't know how life.
We have no evidence of speaking creating universes. Do you realize that?
Why are you meeting me?
I need you to acknowledge that we have no evidence of speaking, creating universes.
I can't acknowledge that because we have evidence of God.
You know, speaking requires vocal cords, right? So God is corporeal all of a sudden.
Well, we believe in Jesus. So yeah, Jesus is also God. Jesus can speak.
So Jesus was floating around in the nothingness with his whole body sitting there, and then Jesus used vocal cords and made the universe begin existing?
Let me ask you, can you explain?
No, you're going to address my question here. Was Jesus floating around in all of the nothingness and then used his vocal cords to say, let there be light, and then it happened?
I have no idea. The Bible doesn't give me
okay,
that.
Okay, so you have zero evidence. Okay.
I mean, so do you. You have zero evidence yourself.
No, chemistry exists. Even an idiot like you could probably come to understand that chemistry is a thing that exists.
The beginning of life. None.
Yeah, there is. It's called chemistry.
You have faith, but that's all you have.
No, we know that chemistry is a thing. You probably don't, but you probably only know like -2 things.
We can't recreate life. Okay. I hate to break it to you. It's 2020.
Recreate your God.
We can't recreate life.
Can you recreate your God, please?
You're still muting me. Look at this.
Can you recreate your God, please?
You should be ashamed of yourself, man.
Can you recreate your God,
please? You're not letting me talk, and you're.
Can you recreate your God, please?
You're losing, so you're just shutting me down now. Got it.
Can you recreate your God, please?
Are we gonna have a genuine conversation, or are you gonna keep muting
me? No. Can you recreate your God, please?
Okay. I mean, if you don't want a genuine argument, then I'll just leave. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll just take the win because you couldn't, provide any proof or anything, like you said. So,
do you have any evidence of your God speaking anything?
I just told you, yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay, so you're going to continue meeting me. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and for some reason you're still here. Daddy issues. He never paid attention to you, so you need a surrogate online dad. I'll be your daddy.
Bacteria to bacteria. That's all you got. Interesting. Okay. Y'all heard it, folks.
Do you want me to pick you up after soccer practice? Oh, it left. Okay. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.